You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech, Domino's Pizza and the Americans with Disabilities Act. The law was passed 30 years ago and was applied to physical stores, to physical spaces. That's why stores have wheelchair ramps, to make them accessible to everybody. But there's a question about the law. Does it apply in the digital world as much as it does in the physical world? And this has come to a head today with a lawsuit that was brought against Domino's Pizza. A blind user of the Domino's website said, hey, I can't order a pizza online. He uses a text reading app that allows a blind person to read the web, reads the text on the web. But Domino's wasn't configured in a way that let him order a pizza. And so he sued. And the Ninth Circuit said, you know what? ADA applies in the digital world as much as the physical world. What happened today is that Domino's appealed that ruling. And they said, no. It's not just about everybody having access in all ways to all of our products. It's about a constellation of access. Now, a blind person can certainly order a pizza. They can pick up and use the phone. We don't have to make every app, every site accessible to everybody with every disability. Supreme Court looked at the Ninth Circuit's ruling, weighed Domino's arguments, and said, you know what? We're going to let the Ninth Circuit Court's ruling stand. The Supreme Court didn't rule on it one way or the other. They just said, we're not going to grant cert. We're not going to do this. And so the Ninth Circuit Court has had the say. So now what happens? Well, Domino's will have to become ADA compliant. You will have to be able to order a pizza off Domino's website and in Domino's app, even if you are blind. But also means there's going to be a lot of changes for a lot of apps and a lot of websites. People are going to have to create alt text. Text that appears makes it much easier for somebody who is using a text reading app to understand, for example, what an image is. It's going to be a big change. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some money. Argument against this. Come on. Right? Do you really have to micromanage everything about the web? Make it accessible to everybody? Running a website is hard. Are they going to make it all ADA compliant? This could open the floodgate for more lawsuits. The number of lawsuits that have been filed against websites for not being ADA compliant has been climbing steadily. Could this just make that much worse? But the argument for is, come on, the web should be just. Making businesses ADA compliant made the world much more fair. It's more possible for someone in a wheelchair to go into whatever store they want. And really, the same should be true of websites, shouldn't it? All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.